Okay, my friend. So today's story is called If I Couldn't Be Anne. And this was written by Callie George and it's illustrated by Genevieve Godbout. And I just want to preface this book by saying it's inspired by another book called Anne of Green Gables, which when you are older, we will read. It is one of Mommy's number one faves of all time. It's super relatable. So let's talk about it and read it, and I hope that you enjoy it. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Datu!
Datu. Is that right? Mommy and Datu. You ready?
Datu.
Datu. Okay.
Datu.
Datu. Here we go. If I couldn't be Anne, Anne with an E. Now, I'm just saying that because when you see the word in the name, Anne, that's a proper noun, right? It's a person's name. Some people spell Anne without the E. They spell it A-N-N. And some people spell Anne with an E. It's A-N-N-E. And this girl wants to specify that she is spelled with an E. Okay. I'd be a gull. A splendid, swooping one. Or a rose, so I could find out all the lovely things that flowers say. Do you think that flowers say something? Well, perhaps they do, but they only speak flower language, and we don't speak flower language because we're humans.
And flower language is leaves brushing together.
Flower language is leaves brushing together, or the wind whipping through them that makes them go flapping against each other, do you think? Or the wind dancing around the treetops, waving in the ferns, and tickling the lake.
I see a problem.
To make it laugh.
I see a problem.
What is the problem?
For one, she only has one leg. For two, her bow fell off.
Oh, she did lose a bow. You're right. It's windy. But I think there's one leg there, and then there's one leg there. I think she has two legs. Mm. Yeah. But she is enjoying the wind. She's got her eyes closed, and the wind is pulling. And she's lost a ribbon from her braids. She's got red hair that is tied up in braids. And the wind has tugged one of those braids loose. Or a lily maid drifting dreamily through summer. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? In this picture, we can see she's got a soft pillow and a soft blanket filled with lilies, which are some fragrant flowers, right? And she's taking a nap in her boat, just floating along. I suppose that would be fine so long as your boat doesn't have a hole in it. I suppose if your boat had a hole in it, it wouldn't last very long. It's something fun to do, would it? Oh, or a fancy lady pouring a cup of tea, a perfect cup of tea, in a grand, grown-up-ish way. Ooh, what a fancy tea party she's having there. Those are fun. I like having fancy tea parties. Ooh, or an invisible friend who lives in a book. A kindred spirit to anyone in need. See, she's using her imagination. When you read a book, sometimes you can listen to the people in the book and pretend like you know them. I do this all the time. I like to let my imagination get into a story that I'm reading, and then I like to think, what would I do if I was there with that person? How would I talk to them? How would they talk to me? What would I do if I were in this story? It's a really fun... Yeah. Well, I feel like with a movie, you have pictures and stuff already put in front of you, and it moves so fast you don't have time to kind of think about what you would do. But in a book, you can take your time. And there's no pictures, so it looks however your mind says it looks, not however the movie director decided it should look. If I couldn't be Anne, Anne with an E, I'd be a dryad perching in an old pine or a plain little wood elf hiding under a mushroom. Do you know what a dryad is? That's ancient mythology right there. A dryad was a spirit that lived in trees.
Where's the dryad in this picture?
We don't really see one, do we? Just have to imagine. Yeah. But it does look very nice, and so does the idea of being a little elf hiding under a mushroom, because you think of the things you would see if you were the size of a mushroom. Hmm? Boy, you'd see all kinds of interesting things, wouldn't you?
She is smaller.
Good point. Or a frost fairy flitting through the woods, turning the trees yellow and red for fall. Oh, that would be amazing. If I couldn't be Anne with an E, I certainly wouldn't be a cook forced to follow a recipe. Ah, yes, that is true. When you are cooking, you do usually have to measure things just so, otherwise the flavors get a little bit wonky. I suppose there is some balancing as to the more experienced of a cook you become, you can kind of bend the rules a little bit. But you shouldn't make substitutions without knowing exactly what you're doing. And I suppose cooking is really the only place where you can make substitutions. You can't do that if you're a doctor or something like that. And I certainly wouldn't have red hair, although red is actually divinely beautiful when compared to ghastly green. Ooh. Yes, I might have to agree with her there. I don't think you would want green hair. I think red hair would be better. Don't you agree? But I would be a princess who lives in marble halls or a palace made of apple blossoms. Oh, that would be nice. Or maybe I'd live in a star, that lovely, clear, big one above the dark hill. And my name would be Cordelia, since that is a perfectly elegant name. I agree. But if I must be Anne, I want to be Anne with an E. And I want to live here at Green Gables, where I will watch the gulls, smell the roses, dance around the trees, have tea with my friends, walk the rooftops, recite poetry, say hello to my echo, love all the seasons, and wear my perfect puff sleeves. Because some things are even better than imagination. And that is so true. Using our imagination and reading a book and finding wonderful things about that book is a wonderful thing. But it's even better if you can do it in real life. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Me too, my sweet.
That and is the end.